The Upper Lynn Canal is left with one commuter airline following the Wings of Alaska closure, and a new ferry dock is likely in Skagway's future. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. One of just two commuter airlines connecting small towns in northern southeast Alaska to Juneau has shut down. Wings of Alaska was founded in the 1980s. In recent years, the company has changed hands and reduced its flight schedule. Now it's ending operations. That leaves just one commuter airline serving Haines, Skagway, Gustavus, and Hoonah. Aldwin Harder is managing partner of Wings of Alaska and Fjord Flying.
You know, it was a tough decision to shut down Wings. Our intention was to bring competition to a market. It's heartbreaking for us all. We love the people that work for us, and it was a great family. It's a really tough decision to make.
Wings went through some changes in ownership over the past couple years. In 2015, the Portland-based Seaport Airlines sold Wings to the Gustavus-based Fjord Flying Services, a charter business. Harder, who lives in Hoonah, took over management a few months later, at the beginning of 2016. Harder did not want to comment further on the factors behind the closure. He told the Juneau Empire that the decision was, quote, primarily an economic one. Frequent flyers in the Upper Lynn Canal say they started seeing changes to Wing's flight availability after it was purchased by Fjord at the end of 2015.
Well, quite honestly, I thought they closed down last summer.
Scott Hahn is Skagway Borough Manager. He estimates that he flies out of Skagway about once every other week.
And so I did notice there were fewer flights anyway.
Haines resident Anne-Marie Palmieri says she flies to Juneau about once a month for work. She says for a while, she flew almost exclusively with Wings.
That had a lot to do with the local connection and the customer service and just, you know, knowing the people at the office just was the draw for me.
But Palmieri says about a year and a half ago, she noticed a shift in Wing's schedule. That's around the same time the airline changed ownership. The flights were more limited, so Palmieri started flying with Alaska Seaplanes instead. Seaplanes is the only other commuter airline flying between Haines, Skagway, Gustavus, Hoonah, and Juneau. Seaplanes also serves a handful of other communities that Wings did not. With Wings' closure, Seaplanes now has a monopoly on the northern southeast commuter flight market. Seaplanes general manager Carl Ramseth spoke to KHNS last week about news of Wings' closure.
I don't know what effect that it will have. I can tell you we aren't going to change our mission connecting southeast Alaska in the safest, most reliable way that we can.
Ramseth says Seaplanes has already grown its fleet to include 5 caravans.
So we now have the biggest fleet of turbine aircraft that the Juneau-Lynn Canal market has ever had.
With the expanded fleet comes an expanded schedule. Ramseth says Seaplanes' summer flight schedule is already extensive. But if the loss of Wings increases demand...
We do have the ability to beef it up a little bit, yes.
Ramseth and others with a lot of aviation experience in Southeast say this will be the first time in more than 20 years that Haines and Skagway have had only one commuter airline option. Palmieri, the former Wings customer, says Seaplanes having a monopoly on the market doesn't worry her, but she says Wings' departure does make her sad.
Because, you know, I just had this personal connection I felt with that airline over the years. I just thought, oh, you know, I'm really disappointed that, you know, they couldn't make a go of it.
There are still questions about whether Wings is gone for good, if the company plans to sell its assets, and what exactly led to its closure. Aldwin Harder says there's a lot he's still figuring out, and he declined to comment beyond confirming that the company is shutting down. The Alaska Department of Transportation has changed its plans for Skagway's ferry dock after meetings with local officials. DOT is scaling back its rehabilitation plans while they work toward the municipality's request for replacement. That means that a 2 to 3 month disruption in ferry service that was part of the original project will not happen after all. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
We're trying to work with the city to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and that's the direction we're headed.
That's DOT Deputy Commissioner Mike Neusel. He oversees the ferry system. He says a replacement dock is most likely in Skagway's future.
That's what the community has requested. There's still the issue of designing it and coming up with the funding for it. So nothing is guaranteed, but that's the direction we're moving.
Last month, at the direction of Governor Walker, transportation officials began meeting with Skagway leaders. The municipality has consistently said they want the dock replaced, not just repaired.
Governor's direction was to meet with them, come up with the optimal solution, and the optimal solution is to scale back the rehabilitation project just to keep the existing dock serviceable until a replacement dock project, as I said, can be designed, funded, and implemented.
Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer says this news is not unexpected.
That's not surprising. They basically needed to get something done, and I don't think they have a problem with replacement, but that's going to take some time and more money.
Earlier this month, the Assembly voted unanimously to reiterate their desire for construction of a new float with an end berth for the Alaska-class ferries. That was submitted through the public comment process for the Alaska Statewide Transportation Improvement Program. One of the motivations behind Skagway's request has to do with optimizing the facility for the Alaska-class ferries. Those are 2-day boats under construction to serve the Lynn Canal. For DOT, that's looking like the long-term goal. In the short term, the objective is to keep the dock floating. Neusel says he doesn't know exactly what the upcoming repairs will look like, but they will be scaled back significantly.
I know that the original rehabilitation plan called for actually removing the dock from the moorings, dredging underneath it, and doing those types of things. That likely will not take place. It'll be just some preservation on the concrete and the fendering and mooring systems.
Neusel says this means an anticipated 2 or 3 month closure of the ferry dock that was part of the original refurbishment plan will not happen. He says there may be a few minor disruptions, but he doesn't expect anything significant. Since the work will be scaled back, he expects ferries to continue to pick up passengers in Skagway during repairs. That's good news for Skagway residents, many of whom showed up for public meetings to express their concern with a temporary loss in ferry service. Some of the details, including the exact cost of the trimmed-down repairs, are not yet clear. The original cost of refurbishment was estimated at $6 million. Neusel says that price will be reduced as they strip down the plan to only what's necessary for now. The cost of replacement is estimated to be around $26 million. Neusel says there are some challenges in Skagway that add to the cost.
Really deep water right off the end of the dock there. So, and the mooring arrangement is actually being changed from the current anchor system that holds the barge in place to a fixed pile system that will hold the barge in place.
He says he doesn't have an exact date, but work is scheduled to be done after the cruise ship season ends this September. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
The Haines School Superintendent says one teacher has taken a financial incentive from the district to resign at the end of this school year. According to Tony Habra, of 8 eligible staff, Patty Brown, who teaches elementary math and science, is the only one who took the incentive. Brown has been with the school for 21 years. The district is facing an about $360,000 budget shortfall for the coming year. In an attempt to save money, it established a resignation incentive option. Certain longtime teachers who chose to retire this year would get an extra $15,000 to $20,000. To be eligible, teachers need to have been with the district for at least 15 years and fall on a high-level step of the pay scale. The plan will save the district money by allowing administrators to hire a new teacher at a lower salary. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.